from KQED.
On Tuesday, more than 4 years after California voters approved Proposition 8, the state's ban on same-sex marriage gets a full hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court. It's been a long and winding road to the High Court, a road paved with joy, anger, euphoria, and fear. You might say it began on May 15, 2008, when the California Supreme Court ruled that gay and lesbian couples had a legal right to marry.
As California goes, so goes the rest of the nation.
San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom celebrated at City Hall.
It's inevitable. This door is wide open now. It's going to happen, whether you like it or not. This is the future, and it's now.
Gay Californians, including San Franciscan John Lewis, were thrilled.
The court articulated the most basic principles of humanity, fairness and love.
But the historic ruling infuriated supporters of traditional marriage, including Randy Thomason with the group Protect Marriage.
The main thing this is going to do is it will spur Californians to go to the polls to override the judges and protect marriage licenses for one man and one woman in the California Constitution.
2 weeks later, Thomason's group submitted more than 1 million signatures for a ballot measure to do just that, Proposition 8. In the months before the November election, gay and lesbian couples flocked to county clerk's offices to take out marriage licenses.
Brad, do you take Paul to be your lawful wedded spouse, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish as long as you both shall live?
I do!
Even as couples celebrated, the two sides geared up for an expensive and emotional campaign.
One man, one woman, yes on eight! One man, one woman, yes on eight!
Less than a month before the election, with polls showing Prop 8 slightly behind, thousands of people jammed the lawn of the state capitol for a rally sponsored by the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento and its Reverend Philip Godeau.
Listen to me, this is not about a civil rights issue. It's about a moral issue. It's about right and wrong.
Altogether, more than $80 million were spent. The Yes on 8 campaign produced ads warning parents what would happen if Prop 8 failed.
Some say that gay marriage doesn't have anything to do with schools.
But it has everything to do with schools.
After Massachusetts legalized gay marriage, our son came home and told us the school taught him that boys can marry other boys. He's in second grade.
On election night, opponents of gay marriage claimed a narrow victory, 52-48%.
And the battle tonight has been won.
We are now projecting Proposition 8 has passed.
But the fight didn't end there. Gay rights supporters immediately asked the California Supreme Court to overturn Prop 8. But in 2009, the court upheld the measure, sparking anger in the gay community. The ruling was the end of the road in state court, but it marked the beginning of a new journey through federal court. A male couple from Los Angeles and two lesbians from Berkeley filed a lawsuit against the measure in federal district court. One of the plaintiffs is Paul Katami.
We're not asking to be tolerated or accepted. What we're asking for is a basic civil right, that we should have the opportunity to access that right, and we should be full participants as citizens of the United States of America.
Their legal team was led by two high-profile attorneys, David Boies and Theodore Olson, who argued opposite sides when the U.S. Supreme Court took up the disputed 2000 presidential election between Al Gore and George W. Bush. The real surprise was Olson, a conservative stalwart.
The case we filed is not about liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican. This case is about the equal rights guaranteed to every American under the United States Constitution.
But Andrew Pugno, an attorney with the Yes on 8 campaign, argued that the lawsuit was a legal assault on traditional marriage.
The Constitution is there to protect individual rights, and we agree with that completely. But that is not what is being sought here. What is being sought here is a deinstitutionalizing of an existing social structure.
In August of 2010, after a 2-week trial in San Francisco, federal judge Vaughn Walker issued a sweeping decision, declaring Proposition 8 unconstitutional. Walker wrote that there was no rational basis for government to prevent gay and lesbian couples from marrying, and that doing so violated equal protection under the law guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. As gay marriage advocates celebrated, Sacramento resident Luke Otterstad protested outside the courthouse.
And it's really upsetting to hear that one unelected judge just trampled on the votes of millions of Californians.
Opponents of same-sex marriage asked the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn Judge Walker's decision. But in February of last year, a three-judge panel voted 2-1 to uphold it. Now, it's in the hands of the highest court in the land. A lot has changed since Prop 8 passed. In a recent poll, California voters said they now support same-sex marriage by a wide margin. The legal and political landscapes on gay marriage are shifting fast, surprising even former mayor and now Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom.
This trajectory has moved much faster than I think any pundit or politician ever could have imagined.
Oral arguments in the Prop 8 case are scheduled for Tuesday morning, and people on both sides of this historic case will no doubt be lining up early outside the Supreme Court for a chance to witness history. The justices will issue their decision later this year.